All right, this is Tsundere Banana, episode 6, I believe. And, some of us had the fortune of being at the Haruhi new movie promotional event in LA, and most of us, including me, didn't have the fortune. I hope at least most of you have seen the video and enjoyed it. And, you know, if you didn't, it's on our website. Maybe you're wondering why I'm actually recording two in a row. The first one was more of a call out, hoping people will contribute. The second one, this one, I just have something to say. Now, after watching so many anime for so many years, and going through so much in life, I've realized that sometimes there's beauty in imperfection. And I know that's very easy to say, but I'll tell you the truth, I'm a fan, and I'm kind of ugly. You know, I might have a deep and pleasant voice, but this all started when I actually got a World War II katana from my friend and merchant. And so what happened was the sheath was a little dirty because this was a World War II relic. So what I did is I poured some like grain alcohol in there, 95% proof, and I cleaned it. But what I didn't realize that, and what I didn't realize that is there was some wetness left. And you know, old-fashioned Japanese swords actually rusts very easily. I wasn't sure if it was completely dry inside, even though I turned up the, you know, they make these excellent dehumidifiers in Taiwan. So I turned that on for an entire night, and then I put the sword back in. But, well, I turned the dehumidifier on for an entire day. And I put the sword in at night. And lo and behold, of course, it got rusted next morning. Not the whole thing, of course. Then I realized that as I displayed the sword by myself without the sheath, I realized that there was a sculptural beauty that incorporates the track of time. What is the track of time? Well, you know how history leaves tracks in people's hearts? Now, this sword was very well preserved, so it didn't have all these tracks. But Ali, after the rust developed, I've realized a certain beauty or imperfection that was associated with it. I know it's almost off topic on an anime website, and it's almost weird. But isn't that what a lot of people who watch this anime are about? You know, I don't know, maybe you are perfect. And, you know, more power to you, congratulations. But I'm not perfect. I never really fit well in American high school. And I didn't really do so well. You know, I was one of the Asians who actually didn't do very well in high school. Perhaps I was never fit for the Asian stereotype, or I was never fit for engineering, I don't know. And maybe that's the reason I'm creating this on the internet. And, you know, we're trying to make a profitable business out of this website. Now, before you turn off and say, oh, great, they're selling out. The only thing I'd like to say is that it's nice to give someone who creates something back, because a lot of times in today's world, a lot of creators are starving. If you look at the internet news and look at Japanese creators of anime, a lot of them actually live in net cafes and earning less than $10,000, like about $10,000 per year, which in Japan is very difficult. But in any case, I think if you're listening to this, you'll probably like anime for a variety of reasons. But I think a lot of people turn to anime, a lot of people are called otaku, is that because in real life, they were never accepted by people around them. They never really cared and loved them awkward. And with anime, what happened is that there's something that fills that gap in the hearts. You know, shows, I know today's shows tend to cater to your average otaku crowd with moe stuff all day. And I'm guilty of liking moe stuff myself. But a lot of times, the power of the 2D animated pictures goes beyond what people like to talk about. And I'm no academic, so I can't really discuss it really well. All I can say is that when I saw the last two episodes of Gurren Lagann, despite not seeing a lot of episodes in between, I was really touched. And when Gurren Lagann finally defeats the anti-spirals, and when the anti-spiral says, "The universe is yours, please take care of it," I cheered, I cried, I enjoyed everything. You know, sometimes I don't know if anybody can explain what I'm saying right now, but sometimes it's a power of those who are fallen, those who are losing, and I know it sounds so cheesy, but those who are fallen, who are powerless, who are perceived as ugly by the society, they're the people who actually go out and create stuff to express things and to do things that will make others feel good, because they know that they are not doing so well themselves. They're not really accepting the society, and they're sometimes outcasts from the mainstream stuff. Now, anime is turning a little mainstream, which worries me a lot, because it dilutes what it used to be. And I know it sounds very, very weird and corny again, but I believe that's true. Ultimately, I would like anime to stay within the circle of people who are meant to be otaku, almost predestined. If you're familiar with the Christian concept, almost predestined before the time, happen to be liking animation around this day and age, whether it's early 90s or early 2000s. But we're creating a lot of things out here. We're creating a lot of things in California. People are covering anime songs, and people are writing their own songs. Some of these guys are absolutely top-notch professionals. They just happen to like anime. Some people are artists, designers, illustrators. They like anime, and they're inspired by art styles and the design and the direction. Some people are directors in New York City, and maybe they study movie most of their life, but the anime stuff still appeals to them. Now, every time when you see a good anime, I don't know if you can feel it, but the Japanese seiyu, voice actors and actresses, pour their hearts out just to make the characters come alive. And the creators sometimes put 3 all-nighters, 5 all-nighters in a row, just like architect students. All for what? A meager wage? No, because they love to express their creativity, they like to give back. I'm not going to say the corporate era is gone or whatever, but after all these many years of doing so well, and yet not able to keep a steady job simply because some rich bastards with a lot of stock money just saying, "Oh, we just want to see you perform, we don't give a shit what happens," I got tired of it. When we decide to transform anime diet into a business someday, perhaps sooner than later, we vow to ourselves that we will not really just lay someone off just because it's convenient. You know, at least in my heart, in my mind, you know, I just want to keep people around. I want them to develop. I want everybody on my department to be ahead of something. You know? I'm just sick and tired of people just do everything for money, for profit. Especially in this era where everybody says, we'll just look for the cheapest people to do all the business. I know it's 9 minutes and 35 seconds, and I'm sorry. Okay, 35. I'm sorry I haven't been talking about anime in this episode. I just want to share my thoughts behind what we're doing. And I know it sounds weird, but seriously, what we want to do is we want to lift people up. If you don't have to come to the front, to the spotlight, but we want to lift people up. And that's why I also call out for reports, because we want to thank you for contributing. And I'm past the 10 minutes mark. This is Anime, this is Tsundere Banana from Anime Diet Radio, from the Diet 3 directly to yours. Peace out.